Kentucky real estate headlines. New Kentucky property records search tool streamlines due diligence for KY agents. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Kentucky-specific portal to search property records, find owner information, look up deeds, permits, tax records, loans, and liens. KY real estate professionals can now conduct faster pre-listing research, verify chain of title, and identify encumbrances before transactions stall. Add at kentucky.propertychecker.com/ to your due diligence workflow for quicker property record lookups across Kentucky. Kentucky real estate headlines. KY building permits now streamlined through PS online portal. The Building Codes Administration Department offers an online submission portal for all building, zoning, planning, and subdivision permits, plus provides approved electrical inspection firms for contractors and homeowners. Real estate professionals can expedite transactions by directing clients to centralized digital permitting and pre-vetted electrical inspectors, reducing project delays. Visit tps://www.pdskc.org/services/one-stop-shop/building-permits to access checklists, the portal, and inspector contacts. Kentucky real estate headlines. KY building permits, what you need to know before breaking ground. A permit is required to build any house in Kentucky, including barn dominiums, and this guide outlines the necessary permits and additional requirements for these structures. Real estate professionals in KY need permit knowledge to advise clients on build timelines, compliance risks, and property feasibility before land transactions close. Share this permit checklist with buyers considering custom builds or land purchases. htbuildmax.com/what-permits-do-you-need-to-build-a-house-in-Kentucky. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days, versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.